Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
your lungs.
I can't hear anyone.
See what's going on here with. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Let me open up the mic. Brother Donia, I'm opening up your mic. Brother Donia, can you hear me?
No. We can't. I hear you now, but we wasn't hearing you before.
Oh, man, I don't know what was going on with my phone. I was just talking, and I don't know what happened. I am so sorry. I've been on here since the music stopped, and I've just been talking to myself, but you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, because I heard the lady say, I can't hear anyone, and then she hung up, and I was trying to reconnect and call back in. I don't know what happened, but the two connections wasn't making it, I guess. I don't know. Area code 832, because I was telling everybody, if you heard me, to push 1, I saw you guys pushing 1, but I was talking, and I guess, I don't know what's going on with this equipment. You know, every time we make a issue with them folks over there, something starts happening to the equipment. Area code 832, your mic is open.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to come. I didn't hear anybody on the line, so I figured something was going on.
Yeah, something is happening. 757, your mic is open. But, yeah, so
yeah,
I was just talking and talking.
Shalom, sis. I had just hung up because I thought something was wrong and called back just to make sure it wasn't on my end. But I'm here. I'm on mute.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Glad to have you here. Yep. So, yeah, I was just talking and talking and talking. And I said, guess what, you guys? We almost at 8 months. In 4 more days, we will be at 8 months.
Hallelujah.
Brother Jonia, it's winding on down.
Yeah, and things are, you know, things are ratcheting up, man. These things are happening, you know, in the society that we live in. You understand? It's getting ready to get real ugly. You understand? You know, especially under this Trump rule. You understand? I told you that, I think I mentioned to you all a couple of months ago, is that this guy is the modern day Pharaoh. That, you know, you understand his attitude, he's just a terrible, terrible guy, man. And I think that that's the same attitude that Pharaoh had back then in them days. You understand, in the days of yore. You understand. So, I mean, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens from this point on. But the Most High said Jacob shall be saved out of it.
Yeah, that's all we got that's all we got to depend on is the fact that the Almighty is going to keep to His word. And so far, he's been right on in every level of our existence. So all we got to do is wait on Him. That's what He said. Wait on Him.
Hallelujah. Area code 405, your mic is open. I heard you say I can't hear anybody. It was on my end. It was my phone that wasn't connected.
Oh, okay, because I thought I had a problem. I tried 3 times, and I said, maybe it's something wrong with my end. And then I started I was really begin to wonder because there's a lot of things that's happening in, you know, in my area, and that's what I want to discuss. I heard Brother Donai talk about, you know, with Trump and Pharaoh. But, you know, the thing that I've been looking at is the different signs of the way the sun, our sun in my area does not come up in the east anymore, nor does it go down in the west. It comes up in the south, and then it goes down in the south. And you know, my daughter and I were talking about it, and she says, Mom, what's going on? Because she says, when I'm going to work, you know, I'm facing the east, and it used to be that I would have to, you know, pull my shade down and, you know, my sun visor because I can't hardly see because I'm facing the sun. She says, but now it's on the south, and it's not bothering me anymore. I wonder if there's anybody recognize that. And I told her, I said, I really couldn't tell you, you know. And then we had a neighborhood association meeting along with other neighborhoods, and the police was there. And they invited us. Police said that they got a special fund from the federal government. And they said they'll be coming in our neighborhoods, knocking on each door. And this is the way they said it. Oh, we just want to help the neighbors out, and, you know, and it's predominantly, you know, black. And they said, well, we want to come in, and if you all have any problems with any neighbors, or, you know, if you feel like you know, there's drugs anywhere, you can tell us, and then we'll clean your neighborhood out, you know. And, you know, and I was just sitting there and saying, yeah, sure, you know, I'm going to be a snitch for you, and you want me to tell you or give you so you can come in and you can knock on my door. We're going to knock on every door, and if they're not home, we're going to come right back. And it's going to be maybe eight of us, and we're going to walk the blocks. And I thought, okay, what's going on? You know, there's many other things that's happening. My internet, I don't have internet anymore. My internet server was AT&T, and they claimed that they shut it down because of security reasons. And I'm like, what? Why did you shut my? You know, I've had this email address for 25 years. So what's going on? And they said, well, we'll restore it, but you have to give us 7 to 10 business days. And I said, I don't get it. So when I was trying to call in with all this happening and I couldn't get in, I'm like, oh, my God, they shut me out.
Yeah, I tried to call
wow.
in. I turned off my phone and tried call back in to see if it wasn't my phone that was having the problem. And if you didn't come on when I called you, if you didn't come on when you did, I was going to call you on your, you know, on another phone to try to see what's going on. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to do what you got to do, man. You know, remember now, this is not our stuff. You understand? We're just
nope.
using their stuff.
Yep.
But what about that son? I mean, I can't figure it out. And it
Are
doesn't
you
happen.
Sure about that? Because my son comes up in the East still and goes down in the West. Are you sure that I guess you would know. I mean, you know.
I'm positive. I've been living here for all my life. I know where is East, and it used to come up in the East all the time. But now it's coming up in the South, and it also goes down in the South.
Well, over here,
are you
Atlanta,
in a southern state?
Yes.
In Atlanta, Georgia, I haven't seen the sun in about a week because it's been cloudy and raining and it's been ugly over for a long time.
Oh, sunshine. I mean,
when I'm in North Carolina, I notice it don't come up in the East either.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
These are the signs that I'm looking for. I mean, I care less about this propaganda with Trump and the rest of them because I think that's just a distraction. But the different signs is what I'm looking at, you know, that's going on, you know, that I know that man has no control over.
Right.
At all.
Wow.
Well,
is anybody else on the line? Do you all notice that anybody else is on the line from any other state that the sun doesn't come up in the East? Anybody else? It's so pitch one. Wow. Well, I mean, I know we're getting ready for this one world government. And we're here now. There's nowhere else to go. Hold on. Area code 540. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, two things. The sun still comes up in the East. And don't forget, during this time of the month, the sun goes on a low Earth orbit. The days become shorter. And then after this pagan holiday, the day starts to get longer.
So do you think that explains why she can't see it in the east?
I don't know. I would say get a compass just to make sure. Point your needle north, and then you know, see what happens. Or point it east, rather.
I have a vehicle that shows me north, south, and west, or northwest, or southwest. And when I'm driving, I'm going straight west, and it has on there west. But that sun is right there on the side of me, going the opposite direction, and it's in the south.
Mm.
And the same way, if I turn back around to go, you know, east. Sun is still on the south side of me.
Well, you know, it could be like raising up, like sort of like southeast. You know.
Yeah.
And that could be it right there. So
but
that's kind of normal. That's normal.
It's more south than it is east.
Mm.
Or when it's going down, it's more south than it is west.
Like I said, you know, it could be the time that's shifting. You know, we lose time, or should I say daylight rather. We lose daylight as the month of December goes forward, and then around after the 25th, then it starts coming back again.
I'll make note of that when the days start getting. Because, you know, my daughter and I were saying, does anybody else notice this? And I said, maybe we're the only one that see it. You know?
Well,
I'll get up early to check it out
tomorrow morning.
Yeah, maybe we're the only one that's seeing it.
Yeah, we get winter solstice starts on the 21st, which is supposed to be the shortest day of the year. After that, then, like he said, it starts going back the other way.
And don't forget that earthquake that we had, that massive one that shifted the Earth's axis also. It could have, could have done something to that also, you know, as far as the orbit.
All right, well, you know what we're going to be doing next Saturday. We're going to be calculating the High Holy Days next Saturday. So I want everybody to call in, get your notes. Remember, we're on a 360-day cycle. That's the Enoch calendar. We're going to separate them into four seasons, and there's one day before each season. And we're going to count.
Right.
And we're going to find out when the High Holy Day, when the Passover is going to be. Go from there. Everybody remembered how we did that last year, right?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we have a YouTube clip out there. I'm not sure. Did we put that out on YouTube?
Yeah. I remember. Well, I don't know if it was on YouTube, but I do remember you showed the Enoch calendar.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to do that. It's a 360-year calendar, which is in the Book of Jubilees. That talks about the Enochian calendar and how we are to count and the days, the high holy days, so that when you're away from us, if there's something where we can't do it together, you'll definitely know how to do it according to the four seasons that happen on the earth. So we will definitely be doing that. But isn't it exciting? Isn't it exciting to know that we are developing our culture back and with a little bit that we know. Because we, you know, until we get to where Yah is, we're doing the best we can. You know, but just to know that this is our culture, and it's not about rhythm and blues, and it's not about singing and jigabooing, and it's not about entertaining and making nobody laugh, that we are real people with a real culture, and we have a Elohim that is next to none. Powerful.
Real powerful.
You know, and the Sabbath day is becoming so important to me. Oh, my goodness. I never realized how important it is to take a day and just rest.
Yeah.
I grew up in church, You know, I knew about Sunday morning service. My grandparents were very instrumental in the church. My mom raised me in the church. I knew about Sunday, going to church and worshiping on Sunday. But when I understood the importance of the Sabbath, I can't wait till they come in. Now I'll be running home like, I got to get this stuff before the sun go down so I can get in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just the rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, I mean, you know, the more we do it, the more it becomes second nature to us, the more we just live it. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It is a beautiful thing. It really is. I mean, we don't get it all right, but we're not going to know it all until the Most High comes and shows us. But the fact that we're putting forth an effort, we're not on here cussing nobody out. We're not on here howling about the other nation. We're just doing us, and we're learning about our culture. That's just powerful to me. Men and women together, Messianic and non-Messianic alike, together, just learning about our culture, just living it every day. Supporting each other, talking to each other, having a conversation with each other, and not angry and not yelling and not tearing each other down, but just talking every day. It's a rarity, I'm telling you, in Israel, this is a rarity. It just don't happen. Well, at least that's not what they show us when they come out in front. No? Powerful, you know, and like you said, since so we're going to start seeing more signs and more wonders in the sky. And more things are going to be, the closer we get to that day, the more we're going to see. You know, and some of it will be put out there to trip us up, but no matter what, we just wait on Yah. We trust Yah. And we do what he say, and we come together as a people, you know. Because we have to learn how to love one another. And a lot of people are leaving the camps and all the other places because they need that. They need that camaraderie. They need that support. They need that love. They need to feel like they belong and that we family. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just it's like nobody can survive in a tumultuous environment all the time. You can't do it. You know, one of the young ladies said something to me Thursday, and it really touched me. And I don't think she realized it. She said, "I love when you read to me. I love when you read." And I was like, huh? You know, and you don't even realize the fact that you know, it's a story that everybody can, if you really listen to it, it's a beautiful story. It is. And I had all the childhood books. I had Hansel and Gretel. I had Jack and the Beanstalk. I had Gulliver's Travel. I had all the kids' books, all of it. Doctor Who, all that. I had all Dr. Seuss. I had all that, but there's no story like that Bible. None. Even the little kids be sitting there like, what happened? Tell us more. It's a beautiful thing. It is. It is. It really is. When you start talking about spaceships and mountains being on fire and giants walking around, I mean, that's the greatest story to me ever. It don't get no better than that. Devils and demons and Satan and angels and wars going on. It's like, wow. Beautiful. And it's our story. It's not a fairy tale. It's our story. And it's just beautiful. I'm happy to be an Israelite today. I'm glad. I know I'm not an African American anymore. I'm glad to be a part of the people that Yah has chosen to be his people, because we didn't choose him. He chose us. You know, it just makes you just want to love all over you. You know, but I have to remind myself that he's a king, that he's the king of kings. You know, and I give him much respect and much reverence. But just to be alone with him for a moment in the wilderness is just going to be amazing. You know, just to have to process all of that, to drink plain, good water, to eat fruit that's not contaminated, to be able to lay on soil that's been prepared for us. Everything has already been prepared. And like you said, when we watched Black Panther, and we saw how the place where he was from is cloaked and it's covered. Well, I really do believe that's how the world, wherever we're supposed to be, it's already prepared. It's just waiting on us. What people on the earth can say that? Who else can say that? Shoot, let's make it all worth it. It's like I'm going. I love y'all, but I got to go. I got to see what this thing is, what the end is going to be. I got to see this thing through, you know? So I'm just excited today. You know, I don't have a whole lot to talk about. Hold on, area code 618, your mic is open. You're on the air. Go ahead.
So I just want to speak about the sun. I just wanted to say that on the Enochian calendar there, that they have portals, like gates open, and every month the sun go through another gate. So right now the sun is in like the sixth gate, and it's going to move back around. So each month you're going to, if you observe the sun, you're going to see the sun going into one gate into the next gate. And so about three more months from now, you'll probably see the sun going in the far east and setting in the far east, or the far west, rather. So that's kind of what's going on with the sun. All right?
Okay. Shalom. All right. Thank you. Shalom. You know, we have some very intelligent people on this line. It's a beautiful thing, you know, to be able to have Israel come together from all walks of life. We got the rich. We got the very rich. We got modest people. We got poor people. We got the everyday people. And we got everybody on this line coming together, and it's a beautiful thing.
It is.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Speaking of the books, I have the Book of Jubilee and the ancient book of Jasher. Or Yasher.
Yes, ma'am.
And my grandson, he took the book to his history class because he said they were into you know how they give you just a small, in the chapter, just small version of Black history. And it's basically about, you know, American history. And he said that his teacher, who's Caucasian, you know, was asking them to bring some reports in. So he did the Book of Jasher. And he said that usually they, you know, each student spend about maybe a day, you know, speaking on it, and he said he was on his for about a month because they wanted to know more because he was reading. And it was so exciting that he told me that his counselor called him in and asked him, where did he get, you know, that information or what? And he said, my grandmother, he said, I'm Hebrew. And they said, oh, okay. So he said, well, you know, They talked to the principal, and the principal talked to me and another lady, and they said that on seventh hour, they didn't have very much for the students to do seventh hour, so most of the students go into an area and do study, you know, work study. I mean, you know, just study until this time school is out. Well, they wanted me to come in and do a little bit of ancient history about the Hebrews, and I don't think I'm that qualified to do because I'm still learning myself. But the principal, and they went to our Board of Education, and they're going to allow me a half hour.
Wow.
And they're predominantly, it's a predominantly Black school, but they're, you know, the educators are, you know, white. And they, you know, and they're really interested, but at the same time, I feel a little uncomfortable. Comfortable? What does everybody think about that? I mean, I don't know if that's. I
think it's amazing.
I think about it.
I think it's amazing, and guess what? Whatever you need us to help you do, wherever you want to start at, however you want to do it, that's what we're here for.
Good. Thank you, because I have all the lost books. I have the Apocrypha, you know, and I'm learning through other teachers and teachers. I, you know, some things I if I don't agree with, I do my own research.
And I
thank the Most High for my family. I have two other sisters that are in the truth with me, and we, you know, they live in another state, and we come together on your program, of course, your program all the time. We're listening, and sometimes we text each other, are you hearing this? Are you listening? And then after we're through with your program, we come together and we talk about what we had learned, you know, during the discussions, and then we used to go on YouTube and we text each other and ask, did you hear this? Did you check this out? And we do, you know, back and forth with another. But, you know, to me, that type of fellowship is good for us. And now I got, you know, a neighbor friend that she's interested in it, you know, and we meet it sometimes and we talk about it. I know the Most High is waking up a lot of our people, but it seems like Christianity has such a hold, you know, a hold on our people. It's so strong. And you know, my family, my sisters and I, we were talking about our rest of our family, how such a stronghold that Christianity have on our family because we were all raised in the church, you know. Sunday, YPWW, you know what I'm saying. God in Christ. And it was so, it's such a stronghold that, you know, and bishops and pastors and, you know, and it's just hard to, you know, to get away from.
Yes, ma'am. It is very much so, but it doesn't matter because guess what? The same way he pulled us out, he can pull them out because when truth comes, truth changes things. And I think that if they're allowing you to go into a school of learning and bring that history to the black children, that is Yah. That can't be nobody else but Yah. You know, and the way that you present it is everything. So like I said, if you want us to help you to do that, we can dedicate a class to that where we can actually outline it for you however you want to do it, you know, and give them that history. Because for them to want to hear that, that has to be the Most High. And like I said, when I listen around to some of the evangelicals of the other nations, they call me Yah or Yahweh or Yahweh or Yahshua. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden his name is beginning to ring out when you usually didn't hear it. It was just God. You know, and now they're starting to call him Yah, and it's like, wow, he is really coming back to the earth. And the way that he does that is through his people. When he turns around and faces, I'm telling you something that I know. When he turns around and faces Israel, it's going to be a game changer because everybody wants to know, well, where do I fit in at from the other nations? Well, how do I get here? Well, what's going to happen to us? So I think that is amazing.
We had a white sister at our group. It's a neighborhood group. It's only four of us. You know, it's not that many, and it's one gentleman. Mm-hmm. And she was wanting to know where did she fit in? What happened to her? What will happen to her? What happened that we got to this point? And I mean, you know, she said, I know what we did, but are we going to have to pay for this or what? And, you know, it was so, where I can tell she was very sincere. It wasn't like she was, you know, because she was real sincere. Mm-hmm. She wanted to know more about, you know, and mm-hmm. she said she knew more than that. She said, I know it's something wrong. It's something that I need to, mm-hmm. and really, I felt she was really sincere, you know. And,
wow.
We had a 2-hour, you know, meeting at, you know, it's in my neighborhood, and it's four of us. And these women, mm-hmm. these four women, and this one man, we don't go to Christian churches. They said, and one lady said that the Most High told her to come out, and she don't know why. She said, I don't know why. I just couldn't do it anymore. And then someone said, well, I was in it for 50-something years and it hadn't really done anything for me. And I would think 57 years, like I have, would have learned something by now.
Wow. Powerful. Wow. You know, that's when you just say, wow. There's nothing else to say, you know, but oh, my goodness gracious. But, I mean, this is the time that we're moving into. Hold on, let me get this mic open, and then we're going to finish. Area code 901, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air. Hello? Area code 901. 644. Maybe they didn't mean to. I'll close it back. But it's amazing. It's a miracle. You know, and those are questions that are going to come up. You know, and those are questions that you have to answer as delicately as possible, you know, because we all are going to have to pay for what we've done, and everybody needs to repent. You know what I'm saying? Really. You know, and there's ooh-wee, ooh. Wow. You know, just all you can just say is wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take the time and to come. And you know where he's making disciples out of you, you know, to be able to go tell the story and to tell it from a perspective that people can accept it. You know, it's one thing to be a street preacher, but it's another thing to be able to walk into the schools, the educators, the institutions of learning, and they let you come in and just have that moment to share information. You know, my mind is running a mile a minute right now. I'm thinking about posters and pictures and all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Understanding who we are as a people in a nation. It's
mm-hmm.
powerful. I think that's so powerful, sis. You have made my day. Wow.
You know, and I ordered another book that was called, you know, From Babylon to
Timbuktu. Mm-hmm.
Timbuktu. And that right
mm-hmm.
there gave me more of a history structure
mm-hmm.
where,
mm-hmm.
oh, you know, some people are, they want to know, well, where did this, or what did it, and I could go back to that era, because if you look at it, Timbuktu, that book is basically certifying what happened during the time of Daniel when Nebuchadnezzar
mm-hmm.
had this dream and
mm-hmm.
and about this statue. And
mm-hmm.
This book is speaking about when the times when the kingdoms of the different dynasties rule, and it was during the gold time, which was Nebuchadnezzar. And
yeah.
then that was gold. And then it went to the silver. And it showed where Saudi Arabia during the time of maybe the 5th.
Medes and the Persians, yep.
7th, the 9th century. It's when they started, Saudi Arabia started bringing in Islam. And then
mm-hmm.
it goes on almost like every 400, and I highlighted
mm-hmm.
every 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people was right in the middle of it, right
mm-hmm.
in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And every time when these nations or these people, other nations, was in there with the Hebrews, they became rich off of them.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
The Hebrew Woo! People had technology. They were
mm-hmm.
the astrologers. They were the mathematicians. They were all
mm-hmm.
of that. And then some more. But then in this book, it also relates, it always gets you back into the scripture. It
yes,
will tell you
yes.
to go to Jeremiah, go to Ezekiel, and then it go. I mean, it you know all the prophecies that Daniel when he made that dream. I mean, when he prophesied to Nebuchadnezzar about those different kingdoms that was coming, and
mm-hmm.
now I'm in the last part of it where the feet and the 10 toes. Isn't that something? 2 feet, 10 toes, 10 countries.
2 feet, 10 nations. Yeah. Can I tell you something? Now, can I share something with you?
Yes.
Rudolf Windsor is someone that I know very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you how I met him. Yes, ma'am. When I came out of the church, I called him because I was gonna do a conference about this whole thing when I came out of the church. Just walked away from me. And I remember calling him on the phone and I was asking him if he would come to my conference. And he said, "Oh, sis, I'm old now, you know, I don't do a whole lot of traveling and you know, me and my wife is old, and, you know, we you know, but you get my book." He said, "Just get my book." I said, "Are you sure? Because I really would like for you to come." He said, "No, just get my book." And he sent me a book in the mail by, it's called Deborah and Barack. And he sent me a book, a complimentary book, and he signed it. Thank you so much for calling, I mean, you know, for reaching out to me and contacting me and blah, blah, blah. Well, we have had him on our radio show before.
Really?
Yeah, and he's the author of the book. Yes, yes. He's just an email away. So if I email him tonight and ask him to be on the show, if he would be on the show on Tuesday, and he has time, I'm sure he will.
Wow.
He's up in age now. He's in his 80s, I think, now. But back then he was saying he was too old to do it, and now the book has taken off, and he's traveling everywhere.
The book is fantastic. I mean, I can't stop reading it. I mean, it makes it plain. Now I know when I go into this classroom with these people or these kids, you know, it's like a reference book that we can go back. And even it verifies all the apocryphal and all the books that, you know, that I had read first. And now this comes, I said, And he's got backing on it, you know, like other scholars that backs up what actually happened.
Yes.
Wow.
And for you all who don't know what we're talking about, the name of the book is From Babylon to Timbuktu. From Babylon to Timbuktu, and the author's name is Rudolph Windsor. Rudolph Windsor.
Yes.
From Babylon to Timbuktu. Yes, a very good book. You're very, very, very good book. Very good book. Yes, ma'am. So, you know, it's just Yah doing this now. Like I said, and back in the day, when I walked away from the church, he kept saying, I'm too old now. You know, me and my wife is old, up in age, and we're old now. We don't really do. And now he's traveling all over the place.
Wow.
Because it's his time. You know what I'm saying? People are using it. They're buying it as a reference. They're studying. They want to know. Because the more you come into the knowledge of who you are, the more you want to know. And like you said, it's an excellent reference book to be able to have. Excellent book. Yes, ma'am. And if you go on our website, it's www.noy. What is our website? Lord, I ain't been on it in so long. Let me think about it again. It's www.noymonarch.us. And we have a book list on, let me find it, I'm going to give it to you. We have a lot of books on there that you can use for a reference point about who the Black Indians were, how they came into play, how they're associated with the Yehuda Nation, all of that. It's all on our website. And we have all that stuff there for you so you'll be able to have it. It's www.noymonarch.us, and when you go on the website, let me see what we have here. When you go on the website, you're going to go to, let me show you where you got to go. You got to go to the Covenant, and there's a drop-down box, and from there it has Educational Reading Center, and you click on that, and it's all the books. You know, all the books that you may want to buy that will give you that history. When I Was a Slave, the Black Indian Slave Narrative, King James being Black, who he was, From Babylon to Timbuktu, The Valley of the Dry Bones, that's another book that he wrote. Another good book is Nature Knows No Color Line. That's a very, very good book. And she gets into history, too. And it's just a lot of good, wealthy, it's a lot of good books on this website to be able to help you to understand. One of them is Into Egypt Again with Ships. It's the black man has a, they have the picture of the black man with the whips on his back, where they had just beat up his back real bad. It's by Elisha J. Israel. Huh?
Yes. I have that, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you got it. Into Egypt Again with Ships by Elisha J. Israel. And then you have Nature Knows No Color Line. And then you have The Valley of the Dry Bones. That was by Rudolph Windsor. And then you have Babylon to Timbuktu. And then you have Prince Among Slaves. That's by Terry Alford. And then you have The Valley of the Dry Bones, and then you have Babylon the Timbuktu, and then you have Black Indian Slave Narratives, and then you got the Zondervan Compact Bible Dictionary. It's a lot. And then also the 13 Tribes. That's a good book to let you know who the people who claim that they are us really aren't. And that's by Arthur Koestler.
I have Josephus. Do you have Josephus on there?
I don't have Josephus on there as a reading material, but Josephus is definitely a good one, too, because he actually was instrumental in during that period when the
Romans.
I'm not going to say my mind just drew blood. Yeah.
When the Romans
did
the temple. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so much good stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? It'll give you the history that you need. It's so much stuff out there.
Can I have your website again?
It's www.noy for Nation of Yehuda, and then the word monarch, monarch.us. And when you go on there, you just drop down, you go to the covenant link, and it'll drop down, and then it has Educational Reading Center. And all of that stuff is in there. It's amazing. It's amazing how this stuff is coming up. The Most High is amazing.
Okay, because I like to give people and students that option to go online and do reference with, you know, with what I'm teaching, and that way they can, you know, kind of explore their options of what they want to, you know, go further. And that's
absolutely. That's amazing. I mean, it's just spreading so fast. You know, to the people who it's supposed to be spreading to, it's just amazing. It really brings tears to your eyes because the Most High's word is not going to come back void. This is not something that anybody could make up. This has to be from Him.
Yes.
All this is happening right before 2019. So more opportunities is going to open up. That's why we have these Bible classes, and I encourage people to get notebooks and keep notes and use sections so you can go back. Because, like I said, what better story to tell your children? I wouldn't leave my kids nothing else. I wouldn't give my grandkids nothing else other than their own history. I don't read no Hansel and Gretel. I don't want to know about I don't want to know nothing about Dr. Seuss or Dr. Who and whatever they got. I want to know our history because it's amazing. You know, we was in Bible class talking about the spaceship. Some of the people hung up. I guess they say, this is just too much. Hold on a minute. Wait, take me slow. My sister is a pastor. She said, so now you're trying to tell me that God of the universe rides around in a spaceship. That's what you want me to
say. Why not?
She said, that's what you want me to believe that? I said, he has a fleet of chariots. Yes, ma'am, and they're called clouds, and they're chariots, and yes, ma'am, and he is the host, and the army is called the host of heaven. Yes, ma'am, I want you to know that. Yes, ma'am. She was too much for it to take. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it, you know, but when you finally let it sink in, you just be sitting there like, what kind of being is this? You know, because he certainly is not from this dimension. That there's a kingdom, you know, and that he dwells on top of mountains, and he has a courtyard of gods that are with him all the time, and angels that surround him all the time, and seven angels in particular that never leave, you know, and all kinds of spirits around. It's a lot. Like I said, who wants to read the other stuff? When you really know what's going on, Phil can't get over the fact that the elders ate lunch with him. And you know what? There was a man that came on our Bible class at that time, and we were talking about the building of the tabernacle, the tent tabernacle, and how that when he told them to build the altar of incense, he said, now, when you build the altar of incense, make sure that you engrave the altar of incense and put a picture of the chariot in the altar of incense so that, you know, that it'll be there as a representation, and that the chariot is there because the cherubims are there and they go together. And the man was on there, and one of the guys told me, he said, man, the pastor was on there, and he said when he read that, he said, I've been reading this Bible for 50 years, and I have never seen this before. There's just so much in there, you know, that that tabernacle was covered with animal skin. Indeed, powerful. It's just, I mean, I hope you enjoy yourself, because if I ever have an opportunity to go in there like that, I'm telling you, I'm going to have me some fun. I would enjoy that, and I believe you're ready. I do.
Now pray for me. I don't feel like I'm that worthy or knowledgeable. I'm trying. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying. I'm learning. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to, you know, I want to go in with being confident.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that I'm not challenged to the point that I'm like, okay, what am I going to say? But I hope the Most High put words in my mouth, or either give me, you know, the knowledge of, you know, of giving, you know, some type of, and I know that the kids are really, because my grandson said that when he goes to school, they're always around him. My grandson is he's one of the popular kids in school. And mm-hmm. I raised six of my grandchildren, three girls and three boys. Uh-huh. And they all mm-hmm. know that they're Hebrews, and we practice, you know, teach, you know, old Sabbath, no one goes anywhere. They don't until after the Sabbath's over, then they might go to a movie somewhere with one of their friends. But, mm-hmm. you know, we're at home relaxing. Unfortunate, they have games on Friday night, you know, because my boys are athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
but you know, they're real good kids and popular. They 3.9 average, 3.0 average kids, you know, and mm-hmm. he had an opportunity to speak about his heritage, and he said he did, and it took off. You know, I mean, it was like
wow.
everybody. Interested in it, and his teacher brought in a 1611 Bible. My grandson said,
"Wow,
and
wow!"
I have, and he said, "I know what you're saying is the truth." And he said, "You know," and he said, "What tribe are you?" And my grandson said, "I said, well, we just determined we claim Judah. You know, we're Yehudas."
Yeah.
And then they said. He said, okay, all right, could you tell me more about, you know, and he started thinking about it. He brought in Jasher, the book Jasher, and they read through it, and the kids were really excited about it. And he said that was the first time the teacher went out and told other faculty members and said, you know, we got something.
Wow.
Kids, you know, I can handle my class. And I told the principal, I said, you know, we have a culture, you know. We have a culture.
Mm-hmm.
We are people that have our own culture. And it's not, you know, dancing or singing. That's part of it, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
right.
I said, and the thing is that our kids, if they act out or whatever you think they're acting out or reacting, and you're trying to teach us your culture, I believe that if you let me teach them more about why they act and do the things that they do, it's because they're Yehudas. It's just
right,
us.
Right, right, right.
You
That's
know?
True.
Have you ever heard the expression that all those black people, they all act alike? Well,
yes.
There you go.
Right, right. Wow. I just, you know, it makes my heart glad. I'm just excited. Wow. I want to give everybody this scripture that I was talking about real quick is 1 Chronicles 28 and 18. And this Most High is talking to Moshe, and listen to what it said real quick. He says, and for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and gold for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubim that spread out their wings and covered the ark of the covenant of the Most High. He says, so make a pattern of the chariot, because the chariot and the cherubim go together. That's what they ride in. You know what I'm saying? And put it in the altar of incense, and all of it is to be made by gold. And the man said, I've been reading this Bible for 50 years, and I have never seen that. Just powerful stuff. Oh, you got so much ahead of you, sis. You're gonna have a fall. I really have a ball. And when you start talking about he ate lunch with the elders, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
They seen it? Because ain't nobody supposed to be able to see Yah and not burn up. And
wow.
They said they seen the Elohim of Israel sitting in his seat on the ship. And then when they looked up, you could see the clearing of space in the window. Oh my goodness gracious. You talking about some Star Trek stuff. Look, have fun, enjoy yourself, because you'd be surprised. There'd probably be more white people in there than there do kids.
Oh, we're inviting
parents
and teachers or whatever. And it will be a lot of white people in there.
Yeah, because they love that. Some of them love that Bible. And you be in there like, they'd be like, wow. I mean, because I'm noticing something. Like I said, 20 years ago, my son is 31, and he'll be 30. My youngest son will be 31 years old next month. So I would even venture to say that 25 years ago, we were speaking this stuff. We were talking about this stuff. There wasn't an internet like it is now, so we were taking the Bible and the books from the library and opening up the concordances and doing this stuff. But now it has taken off. Everybody's talking about this.
Yeah.
White people, evangelicals. Now, I ain't heard too many black folks talking about it. The church is still shouting and running and speaking in tongues. But the Israelites have access to it. The white evangelical churches, some of the leaders out there, not even some of their churches, but you got certain people that have taken this thing and ran with it because it's time for it. Because these people get ready to see this stuff. Powerful time to be alive. You know, it is a powerful time to be alive. I wouldn't trade this for nothing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Now, what do you think going to happen in August of 2019? What do you think going to happen when the Most High turn around and face his people? When he hears us calling his name in September? Powerful. You know, it's just something. It's something to look forward to. And like I said, have fun. If you need us in any kind of way whatsoever, let us know. If you need a lifeline, we'll keep our phone on while you're teaching. You can text and ask questions, and we'll text you back the information if you need it. Just let us know when you're going to be there. So, because I can do that while I'm at work. You know, just ask the question, text me the question, and I'll send the answer back to you, whatever you need. But that's what he's doing with all of us. All of us should be prepared to do what you're getting ready to do. When the opportunity presents itself.
It's open up in January. January
okay.
is when it starts. The first
okay.
of the year.
Okay. All right. You just let me know. I'll be right there. My little stuff, you know, and I'll be there able to help you as much as I can, as much as I know. You know, like I said, Babylon the 10-2 is going to be your best bet with your history.
Oh,
you know.
Yes. It is. I'm learning a lot, and I'm highlighting, I'm writing down, I'm trying to get, you know, online and pull some things out where I can have references wherever I teach at. I can done reference to that and, you know, and to I'm bringing my books to show them where they can go online to order the books if they're interested in the books and what
mm-hmm.
coming out of and my grandson had my book for about a month and I kept saying you better bring my book back. He said, I got it in my backpack.
Ooh, mine came up missing. I ain't seen mine since somebody took mine and I have not seen it since. It's gone. So I understand what you mean. That I gave it to somebody to read, and I haven't seen it since.
I let my son-in-law use the Book of Jubilee, and then he said, "But I like Jasher better." And I said, "Well, I'll let you read." And he had for about 3 months one time, and I called him. I said, "You still got my book?" And he said, "Yeah, Mom, I still got your book." And I said, you know, and he's, "Okay, I'll give it back to you." He said, "But I just got to read it one more time."
Powerful. The people of Yah is waking up. Man, look, that just, it brings tears to your eyes. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We almost out of here. This thing is almost over with, you know. And like I told y'all, you'd be surprised who's going to be on them boats when we leave, because the strangers is coming too. Some of them folks coming. They like, just let me and my family be in the corner somewhere out the way. We'll stay out the way. But, yeah. Powerful stuff. I am so excited. That just does my heart good. Oh, my goodness gracious and mercy. Well, it looks like it's taking off, you know. And like I said, 8 months before, and I believe that there's going to be a period after the curse is over where a lot of people are going to want to know. You know, that was prophesied to me. Like, I don't know what you're going to be talking about, but they're going to be calling for you to come from everywhere. You're going to be able to unpack your bags. You're going to be moving so much. You know, and I'm like, it hasn't happened yet. You know what I'm saying? I'm enjoying the virtual class where we can sit still and really begin to talk, because our class can hold 1,000 people. You know what I'm saying? And on a Saturday or a Thursday or, you know, whatever. But, yes, powerful stuff. And them kids going to absorb it like a sponge. They're going to tear that thing apart and dig into that like a sponge. Kids' minds are so fresh. You know, they'll absorb that like a sponge and just take it all in, and they're going to tear it apart and put it back together again. And once they get it, it's a whole new culture that's going to take hold. That's beautiful.
Well, you know, they're already in school. My grandson says they all have their little say, Yehuda, and they're all up and down the hall.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And
yeah.
Some of the teachers said, "What does that mean?" And they said, "That's us."
That's us. That's right. Yehuda. That's right.
And they're saying Yehuda.
Yes.
See how you brought pride to so many? Pride.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. Yes.
Great. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we needed way back when, to know who we are and whose we are. I felt a long time ago, if the children only knew what Yah looked, it would be a different world. Trust me.
Different world.
And you know, I mean,
it's something
from going around them calling each other, you know. Now they're calling each other Yehuda. You know.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Well, come on now. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
That sounds better. Saying Yehuda sounds better than saying nigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Tell them, guess what? Tell them our T-shirts will be ready next month. We're going to make some T-shirts and say Yehuda on that bed.
Okay.
We're going to get it together. We got them. Don't tell them we got them.
Right.
Just hold
all
on.
Right.
We got them. From the babies to the adults to the big girls and boys, we got them for real. Yes,
all
we do.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Right. Yes.
Thank you, y'all.
Yeah.
You just take a deep breath and say, wow, this is really happening. You know, this is really, we've been waiting on this for a long time, and it is really happening.
Okay.
You know, we are really making this happen. You know, and now, not to mention yesterday when we went on the website, the registration website for 2019, we had a young man who had signed up. And he has a whole youth organization that he's bringing with him.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
That's
fantastic.
I said, wow. What, right here? Yes, it's taking off. And guess what? If you get the kids, guess what happens? You get the parents. Because the kids gonna want, the parents gonna want to know, what is this you talking about? You reading the Bible? Wait, hold on. What? Now, I know what rap music you want to read the Bible? What you talking about? Who? The who? You get the kids, you got the parents.
Yep. Yep.
That's how it works. You know,
yeah,
and unfortunately, it works like that.
I'll be ready for those T-shirts because, you know, I'd have my grandson, because he wants to do some cheering on Yehuda. You know, when they're out there on the field, he's out there on the football team saying, come on, Yehuda, you know.
Okay. That's great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. All praises to the Most High Yah. You know, his name is ringing out. It's ringing out in the earth. People starting to call him by his name. They ain't calling God no more. I'd be like, well, who are you talking about? You got to be specific because he has a name.
Yes.
They call him God. They ain't calling Jesus. They ain't calling none of that. They calling on God.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see. I'm ready. I'm so excited. I'm sitting here on the edge of the bed shaking my leg. I'm so excited, like, wow. This is happening. You know, it's our time. You know? And when you give them that kind of pride and let them know, oh, my goodness. You know what I'm saying? Without any hatred toward other people, oh, my goodness.
Right.
You know? So much we have to introduce them to this. The wearing of the ZZs and how to do them right, and you know what I'm saying, and all that. Oh my goodness gracious, this girl, that's wonderful. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I am really excited. I'm fifth out for words. It's like, oh my goodness. Yeah, we can have the young guys blowing the shofar and show them how to blow them shofars and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to try to invest in them because my daughters was over here today and they said, okay, Mom, let me see your shofar. And so we were laughing at each other because, you know, we were blowing it and they said, wow, you know, I can't blow it. Let me try to blow it. And it was about blowing this little bitty one. And I said, you guys, I'm going to have to invest in a big one. I said, we're going to blow this whole neighborhood, this whole block.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to. They are expensive.
Yeah.
They are expensive, the bigger ones are. But I said, I'm going to try to invest in a big one.
Hallelujah.
And we might take it to the games because, you know, my boys are athletes and, you know, and I wouldn't mind just blowing it. And then you just out Yehuda, you know, while he's running down the basketball court.
That's just powerful. You know what? It's all about Yah. It's all about Yah. It's time to bring his name into the earth.
Yes.
You know, it's just time. It's time for his name to come back into the earth. It's time for him to be the center of attention. It's time for we to stop calling on God and calling by his name. And, oh, my goodness gracious and mercy. Whew. You're scared to think of what's coming next because it's just coming so fast. You know, it's coming fast. You know, but the beautiful part about it is he said it was coming and he meant it. And he said, I'm going to turn your captivity right before your eyes.
There's one other thing that I wanted to bring out was that I heard that Pope said he wanted to change the Lord's Prayer. Did you hear that?
He said a lot of crazy stuff, but I can believe that. But, you know, he won't change it with us.
He said he wanted to change the part that what Christ said, lead us not into temptation. He said he God leads us into temptation.
Well, you know what they said? They have a whole new Bible that they're trying to come out with called the Queen's Bible, and that's for those that are engaged in the LGBT community. So, you know, everybody's trying to change it now that they found out it's about us. You know, but they can change whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? We know what it says now. We know what it means. And until they burn up the ones we have, they'll just have their own, and they'll be reading out of theirs, and we'll read out of ours. And I'm like Elijah, if your God be God, then let him answer by fire.
Yes.
We serve the one we know don't put up with all that foolishness. But if you believe that you serve in that one, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's going to come down to anyway. You know, so it's a powerful, it's just wow. I am just, oh my goodness. Woo! It's something that, you know, anybody else want to share in this conversation, please feel free to push one. And I hope everybody's getting ready for this. Because, you know, the whole purpose for the classes and the YouTube clips and all the stuff we got out there is to prepare you so you can be able not only to teach your family, but, you know, your neighborhood, let people know what's going on, who they are, all of that.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, the end
kids, you know.
You know, the NAACP chapter here didn't know anything about that H.R. 1242. Or
they didn't
know anything about the 400 years.
Wow.
We discussed that at our meeting, you know, our little get-together, and they said that they contact the president of this chapter here, the NAACP, and he said he didn't know anything about it. And
wow.
And he would get back with us, and he never did. One of the churches, the lady got up and she made an announcement about it, and the pastor said he knew nothing about it. But there were several people that were writing it down, you know, because they were going to go in and look it up. But but you know, they I'm not shocked about it. It's just that, you know, I just don't understand why it's being somewhat isolated here. And
it's because it's only for us. It's only for a select few that knows what it means and knows the power behind it. Y'all did that for us. He did. He did that for us. That encourages me the more to realize that that was done for us, to give us the validation that it, that this is what it is. It's for us. Because it's some Hebrew Israelites that don't believe in it. And they know they're Israelites. And it's not for them. It's not for them to participate.
And that's part of the things that when I start the class out was that I was going to ask them to all write it down and Google that deal, you know, for the H.R. 1242 and to read it. And maybe we can discuss it in our next session. That's not the only thing that we're going into. We're going into two other schools in the city. And it's mostly a grade school. It's the elementary school. And reading stories, and I think it's the stories is what we're going to read, but I want them to take down, especially the adults, to take down that information. They can go home and Google it, and so they'll know that whatever I'm teaching, it's nothing fable. It's real.
And so
that way, you know, they know that, okay, this got some credit to it, or this something, you know, maybe we can, you know, go to the next session and let's see what we can learn, you know, even more. And we're trying to keep it real interesting because even this women's group, it's getting larger and larger because we have one on Wednesday, you know, in the afternoon. And, you know, we're retired older women, you know, and we have little sandwiches or whatever, but we have one little white lady that comes in, and she's, and we have a gentleman that he was a preacher. He used to be a pastor. And and he said that he no longer can he go with, you know, the government, you know, was that 501C? He said he's not in that. He said he's pre-Constantine. And And he said he's just getting all the information he know how. And also he's got this book, too, because I told him, I said, have you heard the book of Babylon? But he said, yes, I'm reading it, you know, Rudolph Windsor. He said it's a good book. So, you know, we're trying to get everybody to get some books, and that way they can have their own material and they can kind of read up, you know, because of reading knowledge. And that's what happened to a lot of us. You know, we're too busy in the church letting the preachers read out of the Bible for us, and we're not doing our own research. And, you know, it's just, I was challenged, too, because the lady, you know, some of our people are still into their diets, you know, their the pagan diets, and they had some, they thought, oh, it's African, so they said, oh, we got some African peanut soup. And they said, it's real delicious, real spicy. So the lady bought me a little bitty cup, and I took a whiff of it, and I said, I can't eat this. And she says, why? And I said, what's in it? And she said, well, it's oxtail, and there's neck bone. I said, Port. I said, no, I don't know. Port. She said, and then the white lady said, I said, but Peter said, and I said, and then I was so glad that the guy, he was, you know, pastor, he said, ha, ha, ha. He said, you know what? He said, who interpreted that to you about what Peter says, what God made is clean? And she said, well, my pastor, he said, you need to learn for yourself because that was just a metaphor.
Sure was.
And so he went on. I let him explain it, you know, because he did, because he's a preacher. He knew how to explain it to her, you know. And he was telling her about, you know, he said, you know, back then, he said, Peter was just, you know, he was careful about who they associate with. He associate with you know, with Gentiles. And he said, and the only way the Most High could get to him was through that dietary and showing him the And he said he
now was it the lady of the other nations who said something about Peter?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, she can eat it.
Yes.
she can eat it, but you can't.
She was wanting me to eat it, and I told, and she told me why.
Wow.
And I told her, and that's when I said, no, I don't eat that. And she said, well, Peter, God made us clean, and I said, well. Not for me. I mean, you know, I said, and that's not what he meant. And then that's when we were explaining to her, and she says, well, tell me more.
They can eat it. He told you. He said, you can't eat it, but you can give it to the stranger. They can definitely eat it, but you can't eat it. It's amazing, sis. I'm so happy. This has just made my day. I'm so happy to hear that what the Most High is doing and how he is his name is going through the earth, you know, and it's not from a Roman Greco Christianity standpoint, because a lot of the Christians have no clue what we're talking about. They try to understand, but they have no idea the complexity of it all, you know. But I don't fault them, because that is where that's the walk they have to take for now. You know, but at the same time, when your eyes are all the way open, you just, you know, you see things from a different standpoint. And it's just, you know, and the more you know, the more you, like my uncle said, and he didn't lie. He said, it's just like an onion. The more layers you peel back, you're going to keep on peeling back layers, because you're going to want to know. And he said, and they treat you totally different when they know you know who you are. And that is the truth. That is definitely the truth. It is. Look at how the doors have opened up for you through your grandson.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's, I mean, even the faculty and the principals are saying, they said, he's a good kid. And they're doing it through him, because they said he's the one that, you know, he's got followers. And I said, and he told me, he says, Grandma, I love my name. And I said, oh, okay, what is your name? And he said, well, I know I'm a Yehuda, but he said, my name is Timothy. You know, that's his name anyway, Timothy. And he said, and everybody, you know, like, gosh, they say, you got a you know, some of other nations say, well, you have a biblical name, don't you? And he said, I have two biblical names, Timothy David. And
well, all right then. All right.
And you know,
well,
this is his junior year, but he's really been, very instrumental to his, and he's proud of it. He's proud of it, And he said he's careful what he eats. He said he was at a game, and they said they brought him a hot dog, and he said, what's in that hot dog? And they said, a hot dog. He said, got chicken and pork in it, huh? And they said, well, how do you know? He said, I could tell. I could smell it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That is beautiful. I mean, yeah, it's really beautiful. It really is. I'm like, wow. Don't eat it. I know we was in the grocery store today, and I rode past. You know how sometimes they have these samples, and the man had it looking so good. I said, what is that? He said, oh, that's crab cake. I said, I can't eat that. And he just looked at me, and I went on about my business. I'm like, no. You know, we're peculiar people. We've been set apart. We've been given a set of laws that we have to live by that make us different from the rest. You know, and we have to live our life like that. A lot of people don't understand it, and they don't think it's a big deal. You know, they don't look at you like, you've been eating pork chops, you've been eating ribs, oh, so you can't eat them. And no, once I learn better, I do better. No,
yes.
Not even a little bit. And my mom invited me to her house one day and cooked some greens, and I'm sitting there, I'm chewing the greens, and I said, what is in this? She said, oh, my, I spit it out right at that moment in the trash, and I said, I cannot eat here anymore because I cannot break his law. I'm not going to do that. I am so sorry, and these people know better.
Turkey, smoked turkey is very delicious in greens and beans.
I know it. I try to tell them that.
It's delicious.
These people know better, sis, and they still put it in there. I was like, I can't do that no more, honey. I'm not breaking his law for nobody. Nobody. I'm not.
Mm.
So, it's going to hurt some people's feelings, and some people going to be left behind because they don't think it's a big deal because it's simple things, and it's not grievous. He just wants obedience. It don't take a whole lot. He just wants you to be obedient, and some people just can't do it. I don't know what the problem is. I had a sister told me, I'm not giving up my bacon under no circumstances. I said, wait a minute. You enjoy it. Because ain't no piece of bacon going to keep me from being where I do what I need to do. No. Absolutely not. So.
Well, if they knew how poison it was, then, you know, I guess it probably don't even matter because pigs are swine is scavenger, and they don't sweat, and they keep that same toxic poison inside. I don't care how much you cook it, it still have toxic in it. And that's why some of us have high blood pressure and all this other stuff that's going on because we're not eating, you know, what the Most High. He didn't just tell us that just to be telling us that. He made them.
Right.
Know what it's for.
Sure.
They're scavengers. They were supposed to clean up the waste. And they eat their own feces. They eat their own kind. They eat anything you put out there. They'll just eat.
Yep. And have you seen that commercial that's on television now where it's a biracial couple, looks like the wife is white and the man is black, and the little boy got a bunch of curls in his hair, and he got a pig for a pet. And it started out with this little, the pig started out real little. And then as he gets bigger, he's starting to knock over stuff in the house. So they got to put the pig outside. And then some kind of way they FaceTime the little boy with the pig outside. And it's like all of that's an abomination to the Most High. All that's an abomination. And they're watching on commercial like it's cute. Like, oh, he got a pig for a pet. We're not even supposed to touch that animal. Dead or alive. You know, and it's like, wow.
Well, you know, my daughter was staying with us, and she said, oh, I can't do any what is it? I had turkey sausage, you know, for the kids making for breakfast. And she said, I got to have my bacon. And she went to the store, and I said, not in my kitchen and not in my pots and pans. You're not going to cook that.
Yeah. Oh, because guess what? Once you know. Now, what happened?
Uh-huh.
I said, what did she say after that?
She said, Mom, for real? I said, yeah, for real. For real.
Mm.
And I was serious about it. I thought, no, you can't have that, you know. Not with, you know, my kids here. They were her kids, but I adopted those kids. And she finally doubt, you know. And, you know, but I told her, you know, I'm not going to, you know. I'm not going to. And that includes her little catfish. She wanted some catfish. And, ooh, you know, you have catfish? No, I don't have a taste for catfish. You can't eat fish either. Crab? Mom used to love crab. I said, yeah, that's when I didn't know any better.
And I know no better. Yeah, I used to love catfish. I used to make a mean pasta salad, a crab salad. Oh, my goodness. And then, nope, can't do that no more. No. We learn better, we do better. We just do. You know, and how else are you going to be obedient if you don't do it? If you don't put forth the effort to do it, how else are you going to be obedient? Because that's all he asks, is that you be obedient. And that is what got us in the position that we're in today, is because our ancestors was not obedient. We did not keep his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. We didn't. No, we just didn't. But the ones that we know now, we're keeping them now to the best of our ability. In this captivity, to the best of our ability. It's amazing. I'm just excited. I am really happy for you. I'm happy for your grandson, the children that are getting ready to be introduced to this. Wow. You know, the NAACP, look at that. The church people that heard about it for the first time, it's just spreading. It's spreading everywhere.
Well, I gave them your number. They going on your site. Matter of fact, they probably listening now. I don't know. But I know one lady does all the time. But, you know, I've been giving them, you know, and I said, you know, come in and, you know, join us. Just listen. You don't have to say anything. Just listen.
Well, that's a blessing. I don't even know what to say. I'm honored. I'm humbled. It's just, that's Yah. Doing his thing, and he's so subtle with it. You know, that's what I tell everybody. You don't know who on this line. You don't know who's listening. You know, just because, you know, you think that it's just you, we have a whole lot of people on this line that's listening that you may not hear them, but I can see their phone numbers. They just listening. They taking notes. It's a miracle. It's just amazing. You know, I'm just glad to be alive. I'm glad to be an Israelite. I'm glad to have met you all. I haven't even met you all in person. I just know your voices and some of your area codes. But it's the Most High bringing family together. It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. It really, really is. You know, it really is. I'm honored. You know, I was telling my assistant yesterday, I said, you know, once this curse is over, you know, we have to step into our role and assume our role, and the Most High is going to begin to move us into other arenas, you know, from a political standpoint, because we got to get ready to get out of here. You know, that's next. You know, the wealth and all that is good, but the biggest thing is we are on our way out of here. You know, so it's just amazing. It's a lot to look forward to. It is, sis. And like I said, you keep my number and let me know the date that you're going, you know, and just let me know. You email me, and I will send you my personal number. Our email address is theyehudaproject@gmail.com.
I got it.
theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And then you just, and I'll send you my cell phone number. And then that way, if you have a question or anything, you can just text it to me. And then I will be able to text it back with the answer, and, you know, I'll be your lifeline.
Okay.
If you need me. That's only if you need me. I don't think you're going to need me, though. I think you're going to do just fine. But if you need us, we'll be here. All right, anybody else want to push one before we dismiss for the evening? I think that we have gotten a wealth of information. Okay, area code 972. 972, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a very quick question. I'd like to know, in terms of the upcoming day of prayer, what's the best airport to fly into? Because I've been trying to look at tickets, and I realize I don't know where to go.
Well, you know what? Let me say this. I am going to call them when I get to work on Monday to find out where our certificate is stating that we have access to, because they still haven't sent me anything. But I usually, if you get into Washington, D.C., I would say it would be, I'm thinking New York. I'll let you know. I'll definitely let you know. If you're on the call next Saturday, I'll put that information on there, and then we're going to put it on the website as soon as we get clearance. So let me get the clearance first, and then I'll put it on the website, and I'll let you know something Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
Is that good? No problem.
Great.
No problem at all. All right. Yep. Anybody else have a question you want to push one before we dismiss? Now is the time to do it. None? All right. We're going to go ahead and dismiss. I'm going to go up the line for you all who may want to have something to say. We're going to start with area code 540. Area code 540, what would you like to say? Maybe they off. All right. Area code 405, what would you like to say to the people before we dismiss?
Shalom. Thank you for giving me a space to speak. I hardly ever, but, you know, I just felt led to share a little bit with you all. And again, I love you all, and I'm just so delighted that I was, you know, here today. And, again, say a prayer for me, and hopefully I'll see you all next week. Same time. Shalom.
All right. Thank you. Shalom. Area code 832, what would you like to say to the people? This is Zaire. I think your phone's on mute. All right, Brother Donnie,
yeah,
are you still there?
It's too noisy in my background.
Oh, okay. All right. Shalom, shalom. Sister, Brother Donnie, are you there?
Shalom, Sister Yaina and family. I just want to say study in the scripture to show thyself approved. You understand? Don't go away from the Torah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, everybody. And on that note, we say shalom, shalom. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. We will be here on Tuesday night. I'm going to try to see if I can get Rudolph Windsor to come on Tuesday night and just, you know, talk about his book if he would. I'm going to send him an email. But we'll definitely be here Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and we will see you on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night.